When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the baseball playoffs are upon us. Yesterday, not one, not two, not three, but four wild card series game ones. Early, before the Red Sox even took the field, the Detroit Tigers behind Tarek Skubal defeated the Guardians 2-1. So Skubal had like a crochet performance.
Skubal was not rattled by his last appearance against Cleveland, it turns out.
He was not shooketh.
No, he was very fine.
He dominated. And so the Tigers have a 1-0 series lead. However, game two going on right now, the Guardians have a 1-0 early lead over the Tigers in that one. Also yesterday afternoon, Cubs defeated the Padres 3-1, so Chicago takes a 1-0 series lead. In the late game, Dodgers behind two ding-dongs
from
Shohei Ohtani, the Dodgers. They belted off 15 hits. They beat the Reds 10-5. All of those series, as you can imagine, right back in action today. Same times. So Sox-Yankees at 6, Padres-Cubs at 3. And then Dodgers, Reds at 9.
If you were going to take any team trailing 1-0 to come back and win, who would you
Guardians think? For sure.
Same.
100% Guardians.
That's the team.
Yeah. I think that they do.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah.
Congratulations are in order to Marcus Jones, who was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Congrats,
you
Marcus.
Like that?
Yeah, I'd say he's very deserving.
Uh-huh.
Set a franchise record return yards.
That was a good punt, a couple good punt returns. One to the house.
You think all the special teams voters, I imagine they have like a whole core of just special teams voters every week. They sit around and just watch teams.
They're in the bag for Pats.
Do they hold it against him when the punter knocks him down last week? Should they say, we know you scored, but then the punter also got you on the other one.
True. Yeah, I know. But he's a little gassed. The punter didn't have to run 60 yards.
Good point.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag.
We're going to quarterback change. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh?
We highlighted this during what happened on Monday. We thought maybe this was in the works.
Mm.
Another bad game by the Cleveland Browns and your guy, Joe Flacco.
I'm a Flacco guy. It's not working.
A Flacco stand. They're turning to rookie Dylan Gabriel.
Oh.
And Flacco's actually the backup. Shedeur Sanders still the third string quarterback.
Florio had a good item on this. He goes, you know, if Shedeur didn't tell the Ravens that he wouldn't go there, he could be starting for the Ravens this weekend.
Correct.
Now he can't even beat out Dylan Gabriel with the Browns.
He is going to be behind both Flacco and Gabriel. Do you think Jerry Jeudy has any added fantasy value
well, so
now?
I was literally going to ask you the same, but for a different player. But I think it's better for Cleveland in fantasy? My answer is, how could it possibly
it be
worse?
No.
I thought Flacco was going to be good for fantasy. It's been abysmal. So how could it possibly be worse?
It's got to be good news. All right.
Fair enough. Don't you worry
David Head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're gonna give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Jaden Daniels is expected to practice in full today. So looks like the Commanders are getting Jaden Daniels back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He'll be out there. Yep, sure. Nice.
Stuff and stuff, history and stuff and stuff, people, someone's name, history and sports, big disaster, someone's name, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, history, someone's name, something I don't know, famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are, stuff and history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
Trey Benson to the IR. Adam Schefter had a bit of a swerve today where he tweeted out, like, might not play on Sunday, he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
May I vent for a moment?
Go ahead.
Now, look, if your team is reliant on Trey Benson, you have a bad fantasy team.
Kind of on you.
I acknowledge this.
Yep.
But
self-inflicted.
Schefter's first tweet about him today, and there was little, they had a Monday practice. They played last Thursday. There was a Monday practice. He wasn't out there. So my antenna was already up. Schefter tweeted,
yes.
Trey Benson, he may not play this week, but it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. And now he's on IR with arthroscopic surgery, and he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
What the hell happened there?
Well, setback.
Nightmare.
It must have been a little bit of a setback.
Oh, here you go. It's not thought to be serious, but his status for Sunday is in question.
Well,
I'd say it's in question if he's going to miss 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's on IR.
Jesus.
He's going to be out at least a month. So, yeah, Trey Benson out.
Grab bag.
You know what we didn't mention the first couple days of the week? We've been so busy with the Patriots win, the Red Sox game against the Yankees. On Sunday night, they announced the Super Bowl halftime performer.
Oh, yeah. I thought this would be in grab bag on Monday,
It should have been.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It was an oversight. Then yesterday, I was very excited about the baseball game, and so I forgot about it as well. And I keep seeing like a tweet about it like as I'm like leaving.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I should have put it in there.
We wanted to listen to his songs to familiarize ourselves with him. We wanted to listen to his catalog.
Now I've gotten the entire catalog under my belt. I've been doing a lot of spins on this. So it's funny because there was so much talk about Taylor Swift. It's going to be Taylor Swift. Oh, this is going to be the year. It's going to be the year. Then no. Then
turn,
it was like for
turn
a minute.
It down.
Adele?
Yep.
You're like, Adele's going to do the halftime
show?
That
would have been horrible.
She has honey in her voice. I just don't know what kind of halftime performance she's going to have.
She also turned it down.
Maybe the voice of an angel sent down from heaven to sing to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Bunny, who's one of the most popular artists in the world.
Yep.
Not, you know, in my house.
No.
But in the world.
Yeah, well, where the Super Bowl's played, I know they want to have an international Super Bowl. Where's the Super Bowl this year?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
So they got Bad Bunny to do the halftime show.
Good year for Bad Bunny, though.
Is that right?
A couple movies and a halftime show?
And a couple years ago, he was at WrestleMania. The guy wrestles a little bit.
How about that?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for him. He's an athlete, a bit of an athlete.
Look, I want a show. If the guy puts on a show, I'll be into it. But I
heard he puts on a show.
I don't know that the catalog really is Super Bowl halftime worthy, but I know, you know, everybody's going to yell at us for that. But yeah, I'm not my favorite pick.
No.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music. Mm-hmm. Going to give it away.
Yeah.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Brian Snitker out as Braves manager. So if you're looking for him.
Won a World Series with Max Fried.
Not too long ago. He was the 2021 World Series champion and take a hike.
I was surprised
hike,
how
bud.
Long he had managed there for.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years or parts of 10 seasons anyway.
Yeah.
And a lot more wins than I would have thought. So I was a better manager than I would have given him credit for.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Former All-Pro linebacker Shaq Leonard is retiring.
Shaq's out.
He didn't play last year. One of those guys that does the, I'm now retiring. It's like, well, when? He didn't play last year.
He's just been calling teams for 2 years straight. And he's finally like, all right, no one's calling me back.
No, nope. Good. Yeah. All right. Good Colt, though. Real good player.
Good Colt.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Grab bag, and another grab bag,
I like how he kind of sits in the pocket on that one.
Oh, I love that
He's not, you know, he's not just like real, he's kind of adding a little flair to it. I like that,
I love that one. We have a hockey signing, Jones. Are you aware about this?
Well, if it's Kirill Kaprizov, you know I am.
No, it's not. It's another Luke one. Hughes.
Luke Hughes?
Luke Hughes has signed a 7-year, $63 million deal with the New Jersey Devils.
So I tell you, people freaking out about what they paid Jeremy Swayman are just morons. When you hear some of these contracts for some of these other players.
Oh, Swayman and Pastrnak?
Kaprizov's great.
They're both steals.
Look, Kaprizov's great. But, like, he's the highest paid player in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
Then this bum. Mm-hmm. And now I got to hear about what? I got to hear about Swayman's contract?
You got to hear about that. So it is the brother of Jack Hughes, Luke Hughes, who makes, I think, $1 million more per year than his brother.
Ooh.
So I think that was probably.
If they handle it like the Morris twins' bank account, they could share all
probably
that.
A part of the deal.
Yeah.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones, we have a very popular man joining us now. Someone who hopefully will remember us on his way to the mountaintop.
Ooh, I hope.
It's none other than Hogdale Hog. Thanks for coming back. Great calls last night.
Fellas, I appreciate that as always. Thank you.
Excellent. We know you're a busy, busy man, yes. Hog, so we want the insight. On game two tonight, Red Sox and Yankees, did they get it done?
I think they do. Like I said, I thought the Red Sox would take this series in two. They were going to get it done. Scares the heck out of me if they were to go to three. In this one, my vision board, I got Bayo going six. Ooh. And then he gets Slayton in the seven. Whitlock goes two to slam the door shut. Ref Snyder hits a home run as well.
Wow. Ooh, I like
Ref
all
Snyder.
That.
I like that. Anytime home run for Ref Snyder. Was last night the most fired up you've ever been calling a game?
Just about. It's that and the Sadon had a home run earlier this year where I almost passed out when I was calling it because I forgot to breathe.
Well, I do think the sneaky part to your call last night is you were forecasting your heart giving out right before you really got fired up. Hogdale, all the credit to you. You're going places, big places. So we'll be listening. We'll be following. And Cooperstown should contact you about that call last night.
Agreed.
I feel like that call should live on in Cooperstown. But thank you, Hog.
Thank you.
All right, Hogdale.
I got my first real
grab bag.
Boy, it after five and done.
Grabbed. Grab bags.
Was a summer of 69.
I believe he has a real vision board, by the way. Like, I believe he does
he's
a Red Sox.
It twice. Obviously, he does.
I believe he has an actual vision board that he is putting together.
I agree.
Before every game.
I have another. Potential stat of the week.
Oh!
Stat of the week
potential
nominee.
Stat of the week. Okay.
Nick, you've been keeping track of these?
I feel like Keith's really trying to win. Keith's stacking the board this week. He's giving
us
all these stats.
I'm just throwing out good stats. This is another stat.
He's throwing out stats.
Three.
Yeah. Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department. We like stats around here. Byron Buxton.
Yeah.
Became only the ninth player in MLB history to have at least 500 plate appearances in a season and not ground into a double play.
Well, that you know what? That is good.
Come on.
Bring that
he's
up
just
when
too fast.
When
come
you're,
on.
Hey, when you're at the bar
yeah.
leading up to the Red Sox game tonight.
Whisper that into your girl's ear.
you dropped that one.
Yeah.
That's an impressive stat.
Go ahead, Hog, if you're listening, use that on the broadcast
mix
tonight.
Mix that
go
in.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
there you have it.
And the world's going to know your name. It's your name, man.
Alexander.
Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
All right, horror movie of the day. Jones, today is October 1st. So if you celebrate Dorktober like I do with all the horror movies you can handle, let me give you a recommendation each and every day. And I'll try to find one that is easily streamable, including this one, which is on HBO Max. It's called Trick-or-Treat. Trick, apostrophe, little r, treat. And it's one of these like anthology ones where there's four different stories going on. And they do kind of cross over a little bit, each one. You might have seen the poster. It's like the little kid with like the pumpkin on his head.
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
He's like one of the better horror characters.
Yes, he is.
It's like a Seinfeld episode. You got George over here. Correct. Elaine's doing something. Here comes Kramer. All of a sudden, they all cross over at the
down.
End.
Yeah, okay, it's exactly like that.
Nice. I like that.
It's exactly like that. And it's only 82 minutes.
I like that.
So it's like as quick as you can get. And so I highly recommend.
It's like four Seinfeld episodes.
Trick or treat. Yeah, that's true.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
All right, who was the top Major League Baseball performer from Tuesday, September 30th? Was it Teoscar Hernandez? 3-for-5, 2 home runs, 4
nice.
RBI.
Nice.
Was it his teammate, Shohei Ohtani?
Maybe.
2-for-5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Was it Anthony Volpe?
No.
No, couldn't have been him. 2-for-3 home run?
One little league home run, no.
Was it Tarek Skubal? 7 2/3, 1 run allowed, 14 Ks.
I like that.
3 walks.
Okay.
Or was it Garrett Crochet? 7 2/3, 1 run, 11 Ks, 0 walks.
Set down 17 in a row, and Skubal's pitching against the Guardians who can't hit.
Yeah.
Crochet.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we have a random baseball player. Oh, did we not play Hog's Call today? I thought we did. We got a text that just said we didn't play Hog's Call.
We've played it over the course of the show multiple times.
Well, we didn't play the other one.
We didn't.
Oh,
play
do you
it
want
right
to play
there.
That one right now? Play that one right now, Nick. Sorry.
Wait a minute. We played it, haven't we?
I thought we did.
I thought we did.
I think we were playing it during the break, maybe.
I mean, I've listened to it 800 times in the last 12 hours. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like my heart's going to explode. 2-2 pitch from Chapman. Swung on and missed! He strikes him out! He gets out of it! And the Sox win game one! They win game one! The Yankees choke it! Chapman escapes! They win it 3-1!
Uh-huh.
My let's go.
Maybe we haven't played
that. Now we did it.
Yeah,
my
you know
bad.
What? We've just been listening.
Good text.
We've just
good
been
text.
Listening to it nonstop.
Play the Yoshida one a couple
times. Yeah, maybe that's what we played. Maybe that's what we played.
My
what did you tweet today, Keith?
It's the new Can I Believe It? Move over, Can I Believe It?
No, Can You Believe It?
Can You Believe It? When I say Can I Believe It? I mean, I think I'm drunk. Can You Believe It? We have a new one, and it's in courtesy of Hog Yell. No, I'm sorry. There's just a lot of moving parts.
Yeah,
I should have played
there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Now let's get to the random player, sure. What people have tuned in for. Former Yankee, also pitched for the Nationals, Royals, and Blue Jays. Just 9 seasons in the bigs, was never an all-star. However, finished runner-up in the Cy Young 1 year.
This sounds like Jimmy Key.
It's not Jimmy
We've
Key.
We've had Jimmy Key before. I know that. Okay.
That doesn't mean it's not.
Okay.
But it's not. No, Jimmy Key. Yeah. No, actually, yeah. A lot Jimmy of similar Key. Teams.
Yeah.
He had back-to-back 19-win seasons.
Jose Guzman.
No. Rookie year 05, final season 16, although it looks like there's a couple of missed years in there. Not Ted Lilly.
Ooh, good guess.
Right-hander.
Brett Cecil we've had. It's not Brett Cecil.
No,
he's a right-hander.
Those are all, these are all lefties. Twitch chat already has it. They're all over it.
I cheated and looked. It's Chenmin Wong.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
I think I only remember him with being. Yeah.
Chenmin
I agree
Wong.
With Hogdale.
Chenmin Wong.
All those things. Keith stumped us again. All right. That's the random ball player of
good
the
job,
day.
Everybody, today.
Each and every day in the grab bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.